Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has approved a moratorium on vacation rentals, but a freeze on off-premises signs and billboards failed to get enough votes. The dilemma of how to control anticipated onrushes of permit applications ahead of new ordinances controlling the two uses was addressed at the June 6th Board of Supervisors meeting. The county is developing a new ordinance on permitting short-term rentals, referred to as STRs, as about 1,000 of them now operate in county areas. Although some pay hotel bed taxes, they're unregulated and controversial. There have been complaints about them from neighbors, and they're seen as a factor limiting housing supply. But Supervisor Michelle Bushnell views them as a way for property owners to draw income from homes that would otherwise be empty. In this exchange between Planning Director John Ford and Bushnell, the new ordinance's provisions and effects were discussed.
It does include a cap, for sure. Mm-hmm. And other jurisdictions have given deference to existing short-term rental operators. Mm-hmm. And I think what some of the jurisdictions have found is that people have wanted to position themselves to be an existing operator, and so have rushed to open a short-term rental, and it's resulted in a proliferation of the short-term rentals.
So
beyond what we're seeing right now.
So without an ordinance, though, so let me ask this then. Without an ordinance, what would you anticipate would happen with the current short-term rentals that are operating?
Well, we do not proactively go out and search for short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. We are complaint-driven. And frankly, not a week goes by that we're not dealing with a struggle with a short-term rental because the neighbors are complaining about it.
So maybe I phrased that wrong. How do you anticipate dealing with the 1,000 or so short-term rentals that we have right now when an ordinance is put in place?
Well, we're going to receive a glut of applications, and it will really depend on what this process results in terms of how complicated the process is.
Ford added that the ordinance being developed doesn't include a preference for existing STRs, but he said, quote, "I would imagine that there would be a strong lobby to include that in the ordinance." Bushnell said the STR situation is unique in Southern Humboldt.
In the Willow Creek area and the Southern Humboldt area currently, there are vacancies where there never were in the past because of what's going on with the cultivation scene. I know in Southern Humboldt specifically, there are so many empty homes, apartments, and so forth right now. And in certain areas such as Shelter Cove, that's not a prime area to seek housing for having a job. It's a very long commute, and people don't usually live out there that are going to commute to town to work or whatever. So I'm curious, when we say there's no ordinance but it's illegal, but we take their money for TOT, and so I don't get it, and I don't want to impose a moratorium on something that I feel some people are going to trend that way in the Southern Humboldt area and possibly the Willow Creek area to try to save their homes.
Ford said that existing STRs will be allowed to continue, and how to handle them will be sorted out after the ordinance is adopted. Bushnell was the only supervisor to vote against the moratorium. Supervisors also took up a proposed moratorium on off-site signs and billboards. It failed to get a required 4/5 majority. The 3-vote majority opinion is based on concerns about the impacts of signs, as explained by Supervisor Natalie Arroyo.
There's always abundant comment whenever these matters come up from people who don't want to see the signs, who find them distracting, who think that it's visual blight, who, you know, have concerns about illumination affecting all manner of things, wildlife, and there is something to be said for the unique and beautiful character of this place. So I hear that and respect that, and there are many ways to advertise these days.
But Bushnell and Supervisor Rex Bone didn't see a need for a moratorium due to very low demand for permits. They voted against it, which left the vote falling short of the required threshold. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.